So we reach the song of the Tapuach, which for the moment we're going to translate as apple. That's the general understanding. You will see various others, whether we'll get to discuss that in this particular edition or a future one, we'll see whether it might be an allusion to the Esrog, or maybe I've seen somewhere the apricot or something else. Perhaps we will see. But for the moment, we're going to look at it as the apple. What is the song that the apple sings? Well, it's the famous, beautiful words from Shir HaShirim, "Kesapuach ba'atzei ha'yar," like a tapuach, like an apple tree amongst the trees of the forest. Kein doidi bein habonim, so is my beloved amongst the youths, the young people. But siloi chemadati v'yoshavti, I delighted in sitting in his shade, meaning there the shade of his beloved, but as we'll see, it means more than that. Ufirioi mosoik l'chiki, and his fruit I found very sweet to my palate. What are these words? What are these words trying to tell us? What is this tapuach to understand, looking from the point of view at least of the apple for the moment? So we do know that amongst the many things that the Jewish people are compared to, and we've seen it a few times in Perek Shira, we've seen it already in even in the previous installment with regards to the tamar, the date palm. We're told that Nimshlu Yisrael Latapuach in the Medrash Rabbah there, that the Jewish people are like a tapuach, like an apple tree. How so? How does this work? Well, it's interesting. There are a number of things that are said about this. One of them that said, I looked this up a little bit, and in terms of Mediterranean areas, it took a lot of research to try and work out how long the whole budding and flowering system actually took. It talks about the Midrashim and the sources talk about the flowering beginning in, sorry, the blossoming beginning in Nisan time. Of course, that's when we make the bracha over the Ilonos, a special bracha over trees, Birchas HaIlonos. And it takes around 50 days or so until you see the appearance of those, whether it's the actual beginnings of the fruit or the ripenings, a little bit of question. I went into various, depends where you are in the globe. But those 50 days, of course, we know are very, very relevant because if you're talking from Nisan, the going out of Egypt, the 50 days lands us at Matan Torah, at the day of giving of the Torah. And in that, there is a correlation somehow, says the Medrash Rabbah, between Jewish people and the tapuach, and particularly because the second part of the pasuk is "B'tziloi chemadti v'yashavti," I delighted and sat in his shade, and the shade being in whose shade? In Hashem's shade, Hashem's protection. That protection came when we came under the umbrella of accepting the Torah at Har Sinai. That was the idea, and in fact, kind of answers a bit of a problem that you would have otherwise. Rashi raises the question and says, well, the tapuach, if it's the apple tree actually, it's not your first port of call if you're looking for a tree that has shade. It does not have that much shade. And then you start thinking, well, what was this relationship with the Jewish people and Hashem? Well, it started when they went out of Egypt, when Hashem says, "Zacharti, I remember your youth, Avas Bamidbar, you went into the Midbar, the desert, basically with real faithfulness in me. You trusted me. The Midbar, the desert, is definitely a place where there is not a lot of shade. The tapuach, if it's the apple tree, is a tree which does not seem to have a lot of shade. And you start comparing it with the giving of the Torah, and you realize something very interesting. We know that at Yetzias Mitzrayim, when they went out of Egypt, they were k'shoshana b'nei achochim, like a rose or a lily, etc., amongst the thorns, which is actually just a couple of psukim before Kesapur Ba'atzeiah, our pasuk of today. And the Jewish people were like, and always have been throughout their history, amongst very dangerous. The rose is a beautiful flower, but it's careful when you pick it. Amongst the other nations, those who wish to harm us, the thorns. But we stood strong, and we've always stood strong. And when others fled, when Hashem went round the other nations asking, "Do you want the Torah?" and they said, "What's in it?" and he said, "This and that." No, thank you. That's not for us. But what did we do? We sat in his shade. We delighted and sat in his shade, even though it doesn't seem as though there is that much shade because it's the apple tree. But we said no. We delighted in it because we realized that actually this was the best place to have the relationship with Hashem, to actually be connected to Hashem. And that was Matan Torah. The shade, the dark, is often reminiscent of Golus, of exile itself. And we have many, many psukim which tell us about how we are faithful to Hashem, and Hashem values that. Emunoscha balelois, lagi baboker hastercha, emunoscha balelois. We have the faithfulness in you during the nights where you can't see, the nights where, ironically, I guess it's very shady, but paradoxically, perhaps we don't feel as protected. And Menoscha Balelo said, "No, we're prepared to go with whatever it is that you say, Hashem." The fact that we went with this faithfulness is something which was valued and is part of what Hashem said. That's why I compare you to that. Interestingly, there is another reference to apple trees in Shir HaShirim to do with the going out of Egypt and the path towards Matan Torah. And that pasuk in Shir HaShirim, that other one, says, "Tachas hatapuach oratich, I awakened you. I was attracted to you, but under the apple tree." So what is this talking about? So the Midrashim describe how through all the hardships, the Jewish people never gave up, particularly the Jewish women folk, and they would always encourage each other and say, "No, it's not going to end here. We're going to build ourselves. We're going to build future relationships." And it's expressed through the romance and through the beautiful smell, the scent of the apple trees, which is perhaps connected with something else we'll speak about in a future podcast. The Meforshim on the Medrash, or the Medrash itself, goes and explains why are the Jewish people like this apple tree, because its fruit comes before the leaves, which is what lends some people to say that it might not be the apple tree, because it depends which type, and maybe it's a reference to the esrog, and we will come back to that as well, hopefully. But the idea of what it means of the fruit before the leaves is actually astonishing, because what was the very reason that we were praised and, by the way, insulted, was precisely because of that idea of something parallel with the fruit before the leaves. What am I referring to? Well, there's a famous Gemara which tells us that Rabbah was once learning so intently and intensely that he was sitting on his hands, and there was a nail digging into his hand, and he started bleeding profusely, and he didn't notice. And a tzaddiki, a Sadducee, came up to him and said, "What are you doing? Amo Paziza, you brazen people, that you decided to say, you Sheikh Damta, you proceeded, you said, Nase before Nishma, we will do before we will hear. Use a bit of common sense. You don't say, yeah, I'll listen to the Torah, whatever it says. Oh, by the way, what's in it? You don't accept it before you know terms and conditions." Well, fruit before the leaves. What's Rabbah's answer? Rabbah actually says, "Well, no, that is exactly the point. The point is that if we knew that the tzeil, the shade of Hashem's presence, is actually the most protective, the greatest place to be, there is no other place to be. And therefore, I want to be in his shade. So what seems to be unshady, perhaps negative, is just the opposite." And possibly some of the commentators point out that's why this pasuk here in Shir HaShirim of the apple, it says upirio mosik lechiki, its fruit is sweet to my palate, because the apple at first might seem a little bitter, but to me it was very sweet. And with that, Nase came before the Nishma.